Hey there, welcome to another episode of What's the Truth? Today is a truth talk. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today we're just going to keep it real, raw, authentic, and sometimes we just like to get to the point. So today we're going to talk about this idea of balance. Now, I have been a business owner for 10 years, and I have gone through so many different business trainings about balance. And even in the fitness realm, when I help women with their health and fitness goals, it's, I just want balance in eating, and I just want balance in working out, and I want consistency. And there's a lot of different words I think that we kind of lump together with this idea of balance. And in the business world, it's, you know, I want balance in life, and I want to be able to work and enjoy and personal development and spiritual. Like, we start to create these pie graphs, and that's kind of what we're taught, in a sense of, here's how to create balance in your life. Well, if you're here, been here for any length of time, or maybe you're new, something that I love to do is just really challenge the narrative that we tend to believe or that is impressed upon us. I like to challenge the way that you think so that you can change the way that you live. Now, I can remember when I was roughly 16 years old and my mom was taking me to work because I didn't have my license. We didn't have the money to get a car. I didn't have my money to get a license at that point either, which meant taking the classes. And I just remember looking out the window in the passenger seat as, you know, the trees went by, the houses went by. And then I remember seeing our county fairgrounds that we went to at every single year. And I remember thinking this thought, Jess, you will always have food, you will always have heat, and you will always have water. See, those things were not essentials to me because they weren't always given to me. And to some people that might sound so, well, yeah, you're always going to have water, you're always going to have heat, you know, you're always going to have food. But for me growing up, those things were kind of, maybe I'd get them, maybe I wouldn't. And you just kind of learn to survive. So in that moment, I had made those promises to myself. And they were very pivotal moments that I can remember. And I carried those promises throughout my life. And I still can, those promises got so ingrained in my heart and in my beliefs that I can still feel them today, that I really have to remember that God is my provider and He always gives me the things that I need according to His will, and I lack nothing. But in that moment, I didn't know Christ. I just knew that I was a girl that had to survive. Survive in with food, school, work, all of the things that as a 16-year-old, you probably think, well, why? You shouldn't have to think about those things. And those promises began to shape my actions and my future. Now, fast forward into my 20s, starting my fitness business, starting to be an instructor, a personal trainer, I started to carry those promises even heavier. I bought my first house at the age of 22. At the same time, I accepted Jesus as my savior and bought my first house and my business. And those promises then became even more real because now I wasn't under the roof of anybody else. I was under my own roof. And those promises really began to shape how I worked, which means that they became the driving force. I was so afraid to not have food and water and heat that I worked myself into the ground. If somebody were to ask me, hey, Jess, what is it that you want to do for fun? I would probably look at them and say, work. I didn't know any better. I didn't know any different because I knew work. I was working full time as a manager in a retail store. I was also working my side hustle business to work it to be able to be a full time income. I was working a couple other jobs in the summer, so I just knew work. And I thought work was survival because those promises, you gotta work to be able to survive. And yes, I understand there's truth to that. We have to work, right, to earn income and to pay our bills. But this was such a deep-rooted lie and issue that I grew up with that really transformed my life. See, it wasn't balance, though, that I needed. It was Jesus that I needed. Oftentimes, I think we're always looking for balance and we want things to be equal, because balance really says, let every area of my life feel as of equal importance. And the reality is that every area of your life in different seasons are not going to have equal of importance. And we all want to feel that balance. We all want to feel like, oh yes, every area of my life is just on top and quote unquote in shape and it's just rolling. But is that really the reality? You know, when I created my 5-day devotional based on 5 lies women believe, a lot of those lies in the devotional I talk about really stem from this place of identity and worth. And make sure you pick up that 5-day devotional in the show notes below. It is free for you. But it really walks deep into these lies that we believe that keep us from living this abundant life. And I was believing lies that were keeping me from living for Jesus. I didn't know him until I was 22. But even after I began to know him, it didn't really wreck my heart until quite a few years later. So today, I don't really want to talk about these balances and these categories of your life, like finances and fitness and spiritual health. I actually want to bring awareness to the areas of our soul that crave balance, that really point us back to this place of misplaced identity, which reminds us in the end that it's him more than we need, that it's him that we need more than anything else. So today we're going to dive deeper into 5 different heart postures. The first one I really want to talk about is people pleasing. Now, really, people pleasing is this inability to say no, right? Like, have you ever said yes to something and then instantly you were like, oh my gosh, why did I say that? Why did I say yes? I can't commit to that. Oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed already. And you instantly almost regret it sometimes because you know that your schedule is so full, but you didn't want to say no. You didn't want to upset the person. And so you're taking on more than you can handle. Galatians 1:10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." And this is clear when Paul is talking in Galatians that we can't serve both. And in different parts of the scriptures, you know, in Hebrews and things, it talks about how the mind is at enmity towards God. How, you know, in Romans talks about this too, how our flesh is opposed to the spirit and how they war against each other. And so we can't do both. And then when we read in John 12:43, it says, "For they love the approval of men rather than the approval of God." And this in context, it was that people believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him because they would be put out of the synagogue. So they didn't confess him because they were afraid to be put out of the synagogue. So they were trying to obey both people. They're trying to obey the Pharisees and they were trying to obey God. So here's a question for you. Is my yes honoring God in the season I am in right now? That's a really good one. Think about it. Is my yes honoring God right now in the season I am in? And I think sometimes we have too many yeses and not enough no's. When we think about pleasing and we think about balance, it's the idea that I want balance, but my need to please rules my heart. So that first one was people pleasing. Now I want to get into this idea of guilt and obligation. Someone did something for you, so you feel obligated to do the same. I don't know about you, but there have been times where when I was growing up, when something was done to me that was nice, I always felt like they kept it in their back pocket so that later they can pull out this card and go, "Here, this is what I did for you. So you need to do something back for me." And sometimes we carry this guilt and obligation, right? Just like people pleasing. I want balance in my life, but I'm saying yes to so many other things. I want balance, but that need to please rules my heart. And guilt and obligation come along this category too. And I see it maybe in moms, for example. This would look something like, you know, your son or daughter comes home and says to you, you know, Sally's mom made homemade cookies and we need cookies tomorrow for, you know, the bake sale. And you hear how great Sally's mom's cookies were. And so this part of you, this guilt, this obligation, you're like, I need to make homemade cookies too. Even though you hate baking, you know that you don't have time to bake cookies. Your son or daughter never asked you to bake cookies. They just said they needed cookies. But we start to exchange delight for duty. And that's where we get in this trap of how balance our lives become so unbalanced in a sense, right? Because we want to feel balanced, but these soul issues become this forefront. Sometimes we want that appearance of having it all together. I want balance, but my feelings of guilt and obligation rule my heart. The third one, misplaced identity. This is when your job, your body, or your relationship status becomes your God or all that you think about. Our balance, and I say balance in quotations, starts to get knocked to and fro when we start to put who we are in what we do, when we start to put who we are in what we weigh, what our relationship status is. Exodus 20:3 says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And he's clear on this all throughout scripture. We are to worship him and nothing else. There should be no other idols, no gods, no anything before him. In Matthew, seek first the kingdom. He is clear to seek him first. I want balance, but my work, my weight, or my status has become my God. I don't know about you, but misplaced identity was a huge one for me. And I struggled with all five that we're talking about today. But when we start to look at these soul, I say soul because our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. When we start to look at these deeper places in our hearts, we start to see how these very things actually guide us versus finances. You know, we can look at the pie graph and go, okay, I want to improve my finances. But if we don't look at where we're putting our identity, then how can our finances improve? Which is why I like to go that next layer, that next step deeper into, let's get to the heart to change the rest. Number four, no boundaries. When we lack the boundaries, and this means that sometimes we allow things to happen or people to say things rather than creating a healthy space between the situation or the person. I know that there are a lot of things that go into boundaries. And too many things, maybe we'll have a separate podcast just on boundaries. But I think it's important that if we don't set healthy boundaries, this kind of can bleed exactly into people pleasing, guilt and obligation, that we need to be clear on our priorities in the season that we're in, what's important right now, what is God calling you to right now? Because when there are no boundaries, that means other people can get to dictate your life or rule your life or your choices. When we're not clear with other people where we stand, what we stand for, where it is that we need to kind of put up maybe, you know, you can't say that to me or that's not okay. And that really comes with healing and layers. Trust me, again, I want to clarify on that. But when there are no boundaries at all, we begin to allow other people to dictate what is good for our children, what is good for our marriage, what is good for us. And we start to let people kind of trample on us, so to speak, and begin to have the say and dictate what it is that we're called to do when the only person that can call us is God, right? And I think that's important, is that to understand that boundaries can be emotional, they can be physical, they can be digital, and boundaries are meant to help protect you and also for respect. So a couple examples in boundaries would be our cell phone. Boundaries with our cell phones. How many of us need boundaries right now with cell phones and social media and time allotted. Boundaries can also look like physical boundaries when it comes to two people that are dating and being able to communicate what that looks like for you. But there's so many different ways that we can have boundaries. And I am aware that 100% when it comes to boundaries, it can be easier to say nothing than to say something. Right? And I think that sometimes it's just easier to say nothing than to say something. But I want balance. But my boundaries please everyone else and take priority over my real priorities. And the last one I want to talk to you about today, of this idea of balance and getting you to really think of, okay, yes, I want balance and this desire of balance, but are we looking at these five areas of our lives that we're also maybe needing to tend to first? And this last one is emptiness. This is something that's, I'm so disconnected from my body and my brain that I don't know how I feel or what to feel. So I'll reach for anything to feel again. Friends, this was me. This was me. I was reaching for men. I was reaching for food. I was reaching for my body and how it looked. I was reaching for my job. I just wanted something to make me feel better. And I thought if I worked more, then I would have more balance. I would make more money. I would be able to enjoy my life, right? We start to create these scenarios that if I just had something more or did something better, then my life would be better. And that's not always the case. And this sometimes looks like you no longer know what brings you joy or fills you up. And so you're hoping that balance can restore and refill the areas where emptiness has settled in. Right? I just want to say that again. Is that sometimes we believe that we don't know, actually. We no longer know what brings us joy, fills us up. And so we begin to reach for anything to restore us and to refill us where that emptiness has settled in. I want balance, but the hole in my heart is crying for attention. And sometimes we give up and we just want to find this thing to make it easy, to make things go away. And we start to do more instead of becoming healthy. And I say healthy as in spirit, soul, and body. I teach so much more in depth than that in my coaching groups with women, of just what it means to be a spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. But really, whether you struggle with one of these or all of these, it's important to understand that these unmet emotions will strive to be on top and lead your life through every decision you make. So as we kind of wrap up here, because you're probably like, okay, these are really great things to think about. I want you to go back to basically these three questions to think about. And this really has to do with identity. What's stealing your identity? Who do you believe God to be? And the last one, do you know who he is? And that means character, his love, his nature, and what his heart is for. When we answer those questions, we can begin to go deeper into who we are in him. And then we can begin to, again, out of the heart, begin to look at our areas of our life, look at the things of our heart. When we're reading God's word, I mean, it tells us what his word is for correction, for reproof, for teaching. When we read his word, it changes our heart. And when we change our heart, it changes our actions. But we have to be willing to do hard work, not the easy work. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, it's so much easier said than done. I get it. But we're not called to just take the easy road, right? What does scripture remind us of? The narrow way. The narrow way. Because few find the narrow way. May we be people that find the narrow way, that are willing to confront the hard things, that are willing to have and hold the pain and the healing and the tension of it at the same time as you move towards healing. So balance, my friends, is not just about a pie graph. It's about these other areas of our souls that also need to be addressed. And the three questions I want to leave you with today is, what's stealing your identity? Who do you believe God to be? And do you know who he is? So until next time, make sure you pick up your 5-day devotional based on 5 lies that women believe that are keeping you from living an abundant life. It's in the show notes below. Until next week, I'll talk to you later.